CIUT. This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service, Channel 826, and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
The CIUT Spring Friends of 89.5 Membership Drive takes place April 7th to the 13th, and to show our appreciation for your support, we've got some great prizes courtesy of our sponsors.
A Norco Olympia bike courtesy of Bikes on Wheels, gift cards and a cookbook courtesy of Fresh Restaurants, tickets to see Jimmy Cliff courtesy of Massey Hall, gift certificates to Soundscapes Music, and more. Be sure to call in your support during the Spring Friends of 89.5 Membership Drive, April 7th to the 13th, or donate online now at www.ciut.fm.
Do you ever make up a dance and stomp your feet or punch an old pillow? Or do you have a loud song that you can sing when you're angry? Here's some loud music which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
Good evening and welcome to the March 28th edition of Equalizing the Start as we test the mics to make sure that they all work.
Check, one, two.
We got two mics.
They all seem to be working. We started off tonight's show with, you're listening to Equalizing the Start, this weekly hardcore punk show at CIUT. My name's Steve.
I'm Rob. I'm Ed.
Sorry to catch you texting, Ed.
Yeah, I'm not texting. Really. I'm holding my phone in front of me.
Pay attention.
What's up, texter?
This is live.
Pay attention. On the air.
Anyway, we started off with a band from New Haven, Connecticut called Broken, and we heard the song called At the Border, a title track off their EP that came out 3 years ago, a song about trying to cross the border into Montreal. And I think
I noticed that by the cover.
With all the fleur-de-lis on it.
Yes.
And they talk about, like, looking forward to coming up to Montreal. They were playing a Varnik Fest then, and seemed to be associated with the fest. I got a package of stuff from Jim Martin, who's the singer in this band.
Amazing.
The roadie of Nausea. He wrote a tour diary piece in a recent Profane Existence, and has also gone on to roadie for bands like Behind Enemy Lines and Alice Rout, and one of the sort of political crusty punks out of New York City. Anyway, just an awesome dude, an amazing dude.
Yeah.
And kind of a neat story about Montreal. I just thought I had to play it because it had...
Did they get across the border okay?
Yeah, they did, but, okay. You know, it's always nerve-wracking trying to cross that border.
Oh, so, yeah.
Any of those borders, but I just...
I know a lot of bands that just, they show up and they tell the border guards they're going to strip clubs for the night and then going back home. That's how they get to Montreal.
That would make sense for Montreal, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Tons of sense.
Yeah. Anyway, we got lots of things in store for you tonight. I think the guys from Cool Jerks are coming in. We've got we've all got sets. The turntable seem to be working, which is a good sign.
Yes.
I didn't bring a demo feature in. Maybe one of you guys did.
No, but you know what? I might be able to. I actually have an idea for a demo feature. I'll download it.
I brought
it and burn it on a CD. Unless he's got one.
I brought that
Mockingbird.
Yes,
yeah. That would be great.
Yeah. Okay, then here we go.
Yeah. It's like 12 minutes or so.
And who are they?
Mockingbird, Wish Me Luck. They're sort of Toronto/Kitchener band.
Yeah.
And yeah, in the vein of Hot Water Music, Jawbreaker, that kind of thing.
So we'll be playing that at the end of the show.
Yeah, they open up for Leatherface last month at the Bovine. And yeah, I enjoyed them. So
cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
All right, well, let's get back into the music, I suppose. Unless we got anything else to say.
No, play music.
Play it.
We're gonna start off with Harrington Saints and a song called Bootstraps.
Pick you up by my bootstraps, I won't think twice. Skyscraper. I'm a smudge of excrement on a tissue surging out to sea with a million tons of raw sand.
Started me your sick invention, made of things I'm scared to mention. You call it cool, I say pretension. You say your cup is always empty. Fuck off, cause you have plenty. 5 to 12 and 12 to 21. All you want is pretty things. See what lovers bring. It's that Laurel built your wings. This is
Alright, we started off with Harrington Saints, who are a band, I believe, featuring members from the States and from Australia. And we heard a song by them called Bootstraps off of a self-titled EP that just recently came out on two labels. One was in the States, Longshot, and the other, Contra Records, out of Germany. Terminal Decline, we're next with a song called Story of Life. That's off of a self-released, self-titled CD that I got from Aaron Brown of Generation Annihilation. A little while back, I just haven't been able to get through things, but luckily I was had some time this afternoon, which was great. The Laybacks were next, a band from Lapland, Finland, which is a remote region in northern Finland, you know, up near Santa's workshop kind of thing. And
the Timmins of Finland.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. This is released on
the North Pole's in Canada.
Canada.
So Santa's in Canada, not Finland.
I think it's up for debate.
Okay.
No, they actually.
I wrote him a letter
I'd
when
like
I was a kid.
I'd like to participate in that debate, yeah. Or at least observe it. Sorry.
Santa is not real, kids. We're sorry to break it to you.
Jesus. Yeah, and the Laybacks are, And we heard a song by them called For the Good Times. And this is off
that was
of
a good song.
Brand new self-titled LP out on a label from Finland called Roku Records. After that, we heard Angel, Saints, and Heroes, a band, sadly, that broke up a couple of years back. They recorded this full-length record that was to be called End Times Welcoming Committee. Never got released, unfortunately. We continue to keep trying to play stuff off it so that you will continue to hear it because it's just amazing. And we have this song off this called Let Darkness Prevail. Let's Dance, we're next from Edmonton. And we heard a song called Out of Time off their Calling All Cars EP that was their most recent release. And I played them partially because they're on the new issue of the zine and partially because it's got that, like, annoying alarm clock intro and extra at the beginning to stress the part of time.
Right.
Then we played their roommates, Wednesday Night Heroes, after that with a song called Not Alone, a song that's kind of an ode to basement shows. And that's off their Guilty Pleasure CD, which is a recent release on BYO. And I was talking to Graham, the singer, recently, and they were just up in the Yukon and said that they had an amazing time up there. So it's pretty cool when you get to play like places like that. And we finished up with the Restarts, brand new material from them. We heard a song called TV Detector. I was going through the top 10 releases for March, and I didn't have a lot of stuff that I could play, but this was one of them that I would have played if I was able to pull a top 10. Instead, I got a top 3. So I just put them in sets instead of doing a top 10 this month.
MDC on there?
Yeah. Oh. This is a split with MDC, and MDC continue to play kind of more crossover metal kind of stuff. It's really awful, except for one song on here, which I hope to play in the coming weeks. But there's just the one exception, really. It's just sad to see how... Dave Dichter continues to be one of my favorite lyricists. He's got some great lyrics on here. So if you can put up with the metal, there's some funny, witty political jabs at all kinds of people in here. But the Restart side is just incredible. And there's like a neat tribute to Spider of Spider-Man Acres called The Pied Piper of Punk. And cool. And it starts off with a little clip of him shouting on the microphone. It's pretty funny. Anyway, just it's a neat tribute to Spider and some great new material by the Restarts. So if you could just cut this release in half, it would be...
A fantastic release.
Fantastic release.
Fair enough.
Groovy.
Yeah?
Okay.
Over to you.
Over to me.
Passing the torch.
Again, you're listening to Equalizing Distort, 89.5 FM. Check out our blog at equalizingxdistort.blogspot.com. You can get archived episodes of this show. Plus a whole plethora of information on Toronto punk rock from the 1970s.
And photos of us.
Yeah, and like last week's show, which seemed to... caused quite a controversy.
Oh, from our friend from the Action?
Yeah.
Are you going to talk about that?
No, not really. I mean, there's just a lot of false information in the interview, but...
Conjecture. It's everybody lives their own experiences, so I wouldn't be one to judge myself.
Yeah, but
musicians tend to think way too highly of themselves, and I think that happens to everybody that's involved.
It certainly happened last week with him.
It was a massive interview, though.
Well...
which is a little poke at him.
But
we still appreciated Ted coming in and doing the time to doing the interview.
No, I thought it was a fun and great interview. I'm really bummed out. We had some technical difficulties while we were doing it, so we actually didn't get the full interview on the air, but I think we got the majority.
We got it in pieces, and we did repeat its parts of it, but that's because we couldn't figure out where we were at with the when we tried to redo it. So we were trying to rush through it. So I apologize that you had to listen to some of that.
There was repeated parts?
We asked the same question.
Oh, because we had to do the interview a second time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that helps explain why we talked about some of the songs twice, but that might explain it, because we initially lost the initial part of the interview, which was already an hour long, and it was just the computer crashed. And
next time I'm bringing in a tape deck. Get some analog recording
reel
going on.
Reel to reel.
And so... Then Ted had to leave, but we were trying to do the interview again while his band was driving over here to pick him up, and we just rushed through, and then we were able to save the second half of the that first interview. So there was parts in there that were better. Then we kind of played that, and we repeated some things. But nonetheless, you know, I thought it was okay that we did some of that. Anyway.
Okay, so whatever. I got a set. Let's play some music. I got a set coming
up. Yeah, let's get into it.
That's the majority of it is straight edge. Not all the bands are straight edge. A bunch of the bands are local. A bunch of the bands just came through town this week. It's split up in two parts. This is the first part. I'm going to play Station ID, and then you're going to hear a band that everybody loves to cover.
CIUT. This is CIUT, 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service, Channel 826, and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Attention, CIUT listeners!
The CIUT Spring Friends of 89.5 Membership Drive takes place April 7th to the 13th, and to show our appreciation for your support, we've got some great prizes courtesy of our sponsors.
A North of Olympia bike courtesy of Bikes on Wheels, gift cards and a cookbook courtesy of Fresh Restaurants, tickets to see Jimmy Cliff courtesy of Massey Hall, gift certificates to Soundscapes Music, and more. Be sure to call in your support during the Spring Friends of 89.5 Membership Drive, April 7th to the 13th, or donate online now at www.ciut.fm.
Get it! but you understand what I do this for me. This is not some fucking trend. Trends made me who I am. With no regrets, do it all again. And still, I will remain. And now, look down on me. I will demonstrate and obscure my choice. So I know, waste away from me. This is not some fucking trend. Trends made me who I am. No regrets, do it all again. Still, I will remain. Run me, run me, run me, run me.
Thank you. and I'm gonna stay young until I die. And I'm gonna stay young until I die. I'm gonna stay young until I die. Until I die.
What? That was Battery covering the classic 7 seconds. I was saying fractions all of a sudden. 7 seconds song, Young Till I Die, off the record Until the End from Lost and Found Records. I don't know if it's been re-released on anything else. You'd have to Google that. So the set started with, like I said, a band that everybody loves to cover and a band that Envision covered at a show this Thursday at Siesta Nouveau. There was a Halifax Straight Edge band, which I will talk about in another second. Minor Threat with the song In My Eyes. That song originally came out on the In My Eyes 7-inch and is currently available on the Complete Discography CD.
And a song that Countdown covered.
To Oblivion?
Yeah.
Ah, there you go.
With Danko Jones singing vocals, too.
No way.
Yeah.
Was that on the 7-inch?
No, it was never recorded. Oh. We just played it live. We did that with Negative Approach, and we did Flame Still Burn. We did Minor Threat In My Eyes, Flame Still Burns, Youth Is Today, and then we did Negative Approach, Can't Tell No One.
Awesome. No 7 seconds?
As a medley.
A medley.
Yeah.
That's awesome. No, I mean, that was enough. Rishi didn't have time to learn much of the other. I mean, Danko didn't have time.
He's got another name.
So. Yeah, he's got a real name.
Yeah. Anyways, I was saying that's available on the Complete Discography. It's also available on the Discord Year and 7-inches CD. It's not on the LP. And then the 12-inch that they have out that contains their first two 7-inches on one EP. And you were saying you actually saw an original Minor Threat 7-inch at the record show today.
I didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
No,
so Simon was looking at it.
Saw it and,
okay. The next band was called The Answer with the song All I Need from the record You Had Your Chance from Excursion Records. They're a Seattle straight edge band. They came here a long time ago and played Your Old House, whatever that loft is, 242. Or whatever the heck it was called.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah, they played with Champion and Hands Down. Then we listened to Envision with the song Proud to Be. I'm not going to lie, I searched Google trying to figure out if it was a cover because I know Envision covers a lot of songs and the lyrics are pretty straight up forward. You figured somebody would have written that song before them, but yes. Pretty much, man, they're proud to be drug free. They're a Halifax straight edge band. They played this Thursday. So shout out to my man Ian Hart, who's the lead singer of that band, and then his rotating members of Young Straight Edge Kids, who seem to love playing with them year after year. I hear that band has had something like 24 different members. They're currently playing in Montreal tonight. Then we had Hands Down, who played the show at Loft 242 with a song called Grateful. I think that was self-released. I don't even know what the heck that came out on. I put it out briefly on a split CD that they did between us and In Time, just as like a promo disc. And then we listened to Easy Days with the song Make Me a Deal. Don't even know what that came out on either. I just found it somewhere in my iTunes. They're from St. Catharines. And then we had the Battery song. And why don't you tell us what we're going to listen to now, Rob?
Well, coming up in this set, I went to see Mark Sultan the other day on Friday night. The guy also known as Barbecue from
BBQ.
BBQ from the King Con and Barbecue show. And so I'm going to play one of their songs that he wrote, and a couple other things. And are you hearing that thing as well?
You're hearing the jazz?
I'm not hearing it, no.
No, okay. I'm just wondering if it's on the air.
I don't think it's on the air. It's just in our headphones.
Okay.
It's ghosts. So, yeah, I was just... he sort of... watching him play, he's one of those guys who knows a lot about music and, like, rock and roll history and stuff like that, so it just kind of got me thinking. And, yeah, so that's sort of... where this set is coming from, at least partially. And the first song that he played during his set was a Buddy Holly song. So that is what I'm going to play, starting off with Buddy Holly. And this is from...
Love Buddy Holly.
Yeah, Buddy Holly's awesome.
On a fucking punk show?
Dude,
it's like,
Buddy...
It's like... Dude! It's, come on.
You're shaking your head, man, but I think that some of that stuff is more punk than half the punk rock bands that put out records
today.
He's
like the original emo.
Yeah, yeah, punk rock existed in the 60s.
Well, this is in the 50s.
MC5, mother... I'm not going to swear, but... Hey, well, Buddy Holly existed in the 50s, so we're breaking the rules.
He's the original emo kid. Look at those glasses. Okay.
Just put it on. So I want to hear some Peggy Sue.
Yeah, it's Ray Vaughan.
Hey! Yeah.
CIUT Spring Friends of 89.5 Membership Drive takes place April 7th to the 13th. And to show our appreciation for your support, we've got some great prizes courtesy of our sponsors.
A North Olympia bike courtesy of Bikes on Wheels. Gift cards and a cookbook courtesy of Fresh Restaurants. Tickets to see Jimmy Cliff courtesy of Massey Hall. Gift certificates to Soundscapes Music and more. Be sure to call in your support during the Spring Friends of 89.5 Membership Drive, April 7th to the 13th. Or donate online now at www.ciut.fm.
All right. What's up?
All right. That last song, I apologize for the warped sound of it. I forgot to bring a 45 adapter. And
Buddy Holly. Hey, this is my man, Buddy Holly.
Yeah. So I don't think I'm going to be playing Buddy Holly again, because Steve is not happy about
Steve
it.
Steve kind of lost it.
He's a real connoisseur.
Yeah.
Your mother's got better taste in music than you.
So, but yeah, the that last song that was all warped sounding.
There's no accounting for taste.
There's no counting for taste. I don't know how you couldn't like Buddy Holly, though. He's awesome.
He's from one of those generations. Steve, not Buddy Holly.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, that song, last song was called
"Love You."
I Am Your Trash, and that was by a band called Mickey on Hozak Records. And then before that, it was a song by Mess Folk, and that's called "If I Don't Get Out." The one before that was Velvet Underground, another one that everybody was crazy about in here. They thought it sounded like Black Flag. It is called I Heard Her Call My Name, and that's from their second album, White Light, White Heat. And before that, it was Waddling Around by King Khan and the Barbecue
Waddling
Show.
Waddling Around.
Yes. Oh. Darcy's a fan as well.
Good song.
Yeah. And Steve, jeez.
I don't know why any of you do this show, man.
The look on your face right now, Steve.
It's awesome. It's like the disapproving parent.
Yeah.
That's yeah, I know. I'm feeling like a scolded child, almost.
I think pretty soon I'm not going to like anything that Steve listens to.
That's fine.
Just like how he doesn't like anything that his mom listens to.
So, yeah. And the first song, in case you missed it, it was Rave On by Buddy Holly.
And burning ring of fire.
All right, let's get into the show thing, starting off this Friday.
The song about eating Indian food.
This Friday at Siesta Nouveau, starting at 9 o'clock, Horses. We'll be playing, also playing will be Prevenge from Montreal, Fellow Project from New York, and Atlas. Also that night at the Hard Luck.
Atlas is good. I saw them last week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The Hard Luck Club, is it called the Hard Luck Club?
Bar,
whatever.
It used to be the White Orchid.
Yeah, it's down at 812 Dundas Street West. Abyss, Illegal, Molested Youth, Sakhalin, and Reality Terror. Saturday, April 3rd at Rancho Relaxo, the Omegas are in town with the Slobs, and we're trying to get that demo feature. We might have it on Sunday. School Jerks and Mature Situations all playing that show. Afterwards, there's a midnight house party at 70 Darcy Street, which is one block...
Seven
Darcy Street, one block north of Dundas and McCall. But you can go to 70 at midnight and see what the reaction
is. Yeah, knock loud.
Death in Custody will be playing. They're coming in from Detroit. Features the drummer from Disco Assault in the band. And they've, I think they've got a new recording out, so you probably get their new CD. Badskin doing a reunion show. Are they back together now?
Badskin is back together. Apparently, I talked to Toby.
New drummer?
Or Todd, I mean, I don't know why I keep calling Toby. He just says no one gives them shows, so they just broke up by default. But if people give them shows, they'll play again. So
wicked.
Book Badskin, because they're amazing.
Yeah, they are.
So Badskin's finally getting together, which is fantastic.
And also on that show will be Sick Air, Birth Defect, and Snake Pit playing their very first show. That's Darcy's new band.
Yes.
One of many Darcy's bands. One of them that's the first one that's out of the block, I suppose.
Yeah.
Sunday, April 4th, which is next Sunday, at the Opera House, Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine, featuring Jello, the ex-singer of Dead Kennedys. And some of the members are made up from other bands, one of them being Victim's Family. So it's like, well, I was reading. Yeah, I said this last week. Never mind. It sounds like it's got promise, unlike some of the other things that Jello's done.
And the Delinquents are playing that show as well.
Oh, great!
From Toronto.
Cool. Tuesday, April 13th at Rancho Relaxo starting at 9 o'clock. Caspian will be playing, Arms and Sleepers, Cosmograd, and I think that's it. $8 in advance, $10 at the door. Saturday, April 17th, there will be a matinee show starting maybe at 4:30. Ancestors, Kale, Attention, and that's taking place at the Capistanan Philippine Center, which is at 167 Augusta Avenue in the Market. Is that right?
Yeah. It's a. I don't know. It's hopefully the first of many shows there. It's an awesome little spot in Kensington Market. Seeing if that could be a possible venue in the future. But yeah, it starts at 4:30 in the afternoon, so get there early.
Then the next show we have is Saturday, April 17th at the Toronto Center for Intellectual Exchange. Do you want to explain where this is?
It's the Toronto Center for the Intellectual Exchange. You'll just have to find it. I mean, whatever. It's a house formerly known as the Bro House. Google it, you'll find it. Whatever. Google the Brohead. But you can find it on, just search for the Toronto Center for Intellectual Exchange.
I heard Mensa was going to have a conference there as well.
Maybe not. But Chronic and my band Snakebit is playing their second show. There may be another band, but that it's a house on DuPont near Spadina. You'll find it. Just keep your ear to the ground.
Right around the corner.
And if you don't find it, you can go eat some greasy food at Vesta Lunch.
That's right.
Oh, that's Bathurst, though. That's still just down the street.
It's close enough.
Well, there's that other place.
Thursday, April 22nd at the Mod Club, the Flatliners, Broadway Calls, and Cobra Skulls. Friday, May 7th at the Cool House, Pill, Public Image. Don't know if they're any good anymore, but we'll find you. if you want to spend money, you can go see it.
You want to make John Lydon very angry? Spit on him. He does not like it.
That's true. Friday, May 7th.
Why not?
You have to know. True enough. I mean, he's the guy who
invented it, but
kind of.
He's kind of grown tired of it.
Friday, May 7th at Siesta Nouveau is a band that will be playing Rape Revenge, a feminist straight edge grindcore band, and Lab Rats. Is that
awesome,
the Lab Rats from San Diego, San Francisco?
No, it's another band with the same name. Both these bands are coming in from Calgary. And Rape Revenge is female fronted. I don't know. It'll be an awesome show.
Yeah, sounds good.
I hope that includes castration.
I don't know about that.
Saturday, May 8th at Siesta Nouveau is Ruiner in from Baltimore. Opening up will be Black Faxes and Bottom Feeder. Friday, May 14th at the Phoenix, Screeching Weasel, the Roman Lion Visitors. Saturday, May 15th at the Mod Club, Riverdale's Varsity Weirdos Creeps. Thursday, May 20th at the Royal Cinema. Actually, I found out this bill is $25. It's going to be Lydia Lunch. You can get tickets at Rotate This. This ain't the Rosedale Library, and probably a couple of other places. And she'll be doing a performance art piece that I just got a flyer for, and I'll put it up on the blog sometime this week, so you can find out more details about it. Tuesday, June 1st at Siesta Nouveau, Ludax, and a few to be announced. And that's about it. I mean, that takes us to June anyway, so. It's a lot further in than we are now. If you know of any shows that would be good for us to announce, you can forward them on to us at equalizingxdistort@ciut.fm, or you can call us here at 416-946-7000, and we can add it right away. Darcy, you're back. Great to see you.
Long time no see.
Thank you. It's very nice to be back. I haven't done an Equalizing the Short show in 3 weeks or so, or 4 weeks. It's been a while.
What you look like.
You forgot what I look like.
It's been so long.
New York.
I thought you were dreaming about me every night. I went to New York for
that
a week.
That was me, Darcy.
And then, thank you. And
every
then
night.
And then when I got back, the next Sunday I was in Montreal. I saw From Ashes Rise, which was fucking amazing. And a bunch of other great bands.
Not as amazing as you, Darcy.
Look, he's blushing.
Okay, all right. So I'm back. Let's get over it. Okay, let's get on with some music. Eh? Are we done? Is there anything else we want to talk about?
You want to go back in the back, Darcy? Way
all
back.
Okay, I'm going to shut off Ed's mic. All right. So
me and
we mentioned very briefly just for a second that I was in a new
in
band
the
called
pit.
Okay, I'm actually going to shut off his mic. No. We mentioned very briefly that I started a new band called Snake Pit, and the reason I started the band was that I met this guy named Koda from Japan. He used to be in this great hardcore band called Everybody's Enemy. He came here, met me, and we started this awesome band. For my birthday, he said, oh, here, I'll burn you like a...
Singing along the straight edge song.
He said, you know, I'll burn this... just tons and tons of Japanese hardcore that you would never find out about otherwise. So he did that.
Fingers in the air.
So that's what I got now. I got a whole bunch of Japanese hardcore from my new guitar player. Some, you know, obvious names like Lip Cream or something.
Real hardcore.
Or Exclaim or Razor's Edge and stuff. But there's a lot of other shit that I'd never heard of. So this set is just tons and tons of Japanese hardcore. So hopefully it's shit you haven't heard, and write down these names. We're starting off with a song by Lip Cream, as I mentioned, and Ed's going to get the... Okay, shut up. Make a quick note about that song. That was Lip Cream, and they are playing a reunion show in Japan, obviously, in June or July. So if that seems epic to you, go out and see that. But it is in Japan. The next thing I want to mention is that DSB is going to be the next song, and if you're here for the Fucked Up Weekend, they came. But DSB is actually breaking up. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, DSB is playing their last show this weekend or next weekend. So in honor of that and in honor of the reunion show, that was Lip Cream, and this is now going to be DSB. We're going to continue on our way with more Japanese hardcore. Check it out.
Ride, 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 ride.
That last rager was Anthropic Disease from Japan. This whole set is from Japan, if you haven't been listening. Before that, that very, very long song, well, by our standards, around 4 minutes, was DSB. And before that was Lip Cream. Those other jerks talk too much, and I'm not going to fall into the same pattern. We're going to go right into some more music. The next song is by Damn It, Honey. We're going to stop there just for 1 second and tell you what we were playing before. Before that, we heard Damn It, Honey, and then actually two songs in a row by Idle Punch. That's kind of a mistake, but Idle Punch kind of kicks ass anyway, so it doesn't really matter that I kind of fucked that up. What we're going to listen to now, what we just heard like 2 seconds of, is a band called Yu Yakeno Oka. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but Yu Yakeno Oka. Check it out.
Yeah! are needed out there. He tells you, go out and die. Oh, but if you'll pardon me, it's easier to say go out and die than it is to do it.
right. You're listening to EXD, CIUT 89.5 FM. And the last song we heard was by a band called FC5. Before that, we listened to Ens Wek and then Disclose, all bands from Japan. And that's what we've been playing for the last 20 minutes or so. No more talking. It's just a waste of time. We're going to get on to the next thing. This band is called Exclaim, another wicked hardcore band from Japan. Exclaim. I don't know about you, but that was like the best minute of my life. Next song is Muga. Let's go.
Let's go.
right. That was Muga first, that real long song. And then there was the Barbecue Chickens with that sort of Circle Jerks intro. And that last song we just heard was by Deep Slaughter. More music. We don't stop. This is Kamisori. right, and that last song there we listened to was by The Abnormals. Before that, we heard Razor's Edge, Nice View, and Kamisori. This is going to be the last song on this little Japanese hardcore excursion. That's an excellent word, Steve. Ed says something stupid in the background. One more song, and then we're going to get into the Mockingbird Wish Me Luck demo. So this is it. It's the song is Rose Rose. That was Rose Rose, and that's the last song out of that Japanese hardcore set. And we got 15 minutes left of the show. Rob, what's up?
We are going to play the Mockingbird Wish Me Luck. It's not really a demo. It's actually just an EP. It's four songs. I think we might have enough time to get all four in. But, yeah, they're from Kitchener in Toronto. And they're pretty awesome. So hit it.
All right, great.
something fascinating.